This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Chinese Communist Party convened its 18th Party Congress today. The event will end with President Hu Jintao handing power to China's next leader. The transition is being closely watched all over the world, in part because of the implications for China's economy. The BBC's John Sudworth is in Beijing, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So, John, what is being said today about what's next for China?
Well, this is the end of Hu Jintao's decade in power, and one part of his speech was to mark the successes of the past 5 years and also setting out a sort of roadmap for the challenges that lie ahead. The crowning achievement, as this generation of leadership see it, of course, is China's economic success, the boom years, the lifting of millions of people out of poverty. But in a sense, that has been growth at all costs, and they now realize that there are serious challenges, not just environmental, but challenges relating to social issues too, and in particular corruption. We heard Hu Jintao mention that issue a number of times in the speech today, and he even went as far as saying that if the issue isn't dealt with properly, it could lead to the collapse of the party and the end of the Chinese state.
Well, do you think that with the next leader of China, we will see dramatic changes in how the Chinese economy works?
I don't think we'll see dramatic changes in policy. In many ways, this isn't the first time we've heard this call for reform from China's senior leadership. And all too often, the rhetoric simply isn't matched by reality. If anything, Hu Jintao's decade in power has been marked by a ratcheting up of control and surveillance. China now spends more on internal security than it does on its national defense. And I think on the economy, too, we'll see continuity. We'll see the same sorts of policies, except for one thing. They are trying to change the model of growth, to move from a model based on big government spending and investment to one based on the cash in people's pockets, to try to awaken China's domestic consumer demand. But they've spoken about that before, and it's easier said than done.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Beijing. Thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure, Jeremy.